Avos Perkei, Mishnah Tesvav. This is 5:15, and some Mishnayos it's 5:18. And this is the last of the Mishnayos that are dealing with numbers. So we had the tens, we had the sevens, now we're having the fours. This is the last of the fours, and then the last part of the Perk will go on to other things, kind of more conventional Perkei Avos type Mishnayos. And really, the truth is, since the Mishnah only has five prakim, we're reading getting to the end of the Masechta. Although, like I said before, and we'll discuss more later on, the sixth Perek is in Brisos, we have that to go as well. Okay, so a couple of Mishnahs ago, we talked about the two traits that students have, the two dimensions. We talked about what I called intelligence, the ability to learn quickly, understanding things. And we also talked about memory, the ability to retain what you learn. There's a third dimension to a student, which is his critical capacity, his ability to decide and understand what's ikar and tuffel, what's important and not important, what's true and false, what's right and wrong, and to be discerning, you know, like a... That acts sort of as like a bridge between these two things. In other words, he can learn well, but what should he be remembering? What should he be committing to memory? And so that critical capacity is what really separates the chacham, the wise person, from the nose, from the chamor nose sfarim, as Chazal referred to it, the donkey holding a bunch of books, right? With the Chazal elsewhere, and I'll come back to this later on, we can be someone who's gamir, velo savir, and gamir v'savir. Gamir means he's learned, he has the information, but is he savir? Has he processed and thought it through? Has he got an opinion? Does he understand what's salient and how it works? And does he just, you know a lot of facts so he can win, you know, on the Jeopardy TV show, but he doesn't really know and understand how it all really works and what's really essential principles versus, you know, exceptions or rules and details. So the mission is going to analogize these four possibilities of people who, how they, their ability to be discerning, their critical capacity, and it's going to analogize them to four different kind of kitchen utensils, if you will. So you have to understand what these kitchen utensils are. The first is the sfog. Sfog is a sponge. So the sponge absorbs everything up, but it doesn't matter if it's clean water or dirty water, it just takes it all up and holds it in there. So this person is going to be retaining everything, but not really discerning at all. They don't have the mashpech. A mashpech is a funnel. So the funnel is, let's say you have like a big jug of, from the, let's say a vat, a barrel of wine. So you want to get the wine into a bottle. So how do you get the wide rim of the jug to pour into the narrow hole of the bottle? You put a funnel in the middle. So the funnel has is a wide opening on top and a very narrow opening at the bottom. Everything that goes in the top comes out the bottom, and nothing is retained and nothing gets lost. So the point, it all just passes on through. So that is the person who essentially is not discerning, but retains nothing. Everything passes through him, the funnel. Then you have the mishameres. The mishameres is something along the lines of what, if you know what a cheesecloth is. In other words, it's a kli which is used. You're going to put it on top of the wine barrel, let's say. You're pouring from one barrel to a second wine barrel. You want to catch the dregs, you know, the lees, the stuff that sinks to the bottom of the barrel, it's the garbage that you don't want in your wine. You want to filter that out. So the mishmeres is kind of like a filter, but what happens is it retains the garbage and the good stuff passes through the holes into the, you know, the jug or bottle, whatever's below. So this guy essentially retains the bad and loses the good. And finally you have what's called the nafa. Nafa, I don't know how to translate English either. This tool is used as follows. In the process of making flour, wheat flour, you at some point wanted to get rid of like the little dust particles that are not really good flour. It's just too powdery or dusty or too small, whatever it is. So you would use this sifting device where the good stuff stays in and the bad stuff falls through the holes. So that person is going to be the one who's most discerning, who knows exactly what to keep the good stuff and to get rid of the useless stuff. So the Mishnah says inside as follows. Arba midos b'yoshvei lifnei chachamim. When it comes to people who are sitting before the chacham, students, they come in four varieties. We're talking again here about their critical capacity as opposed to their intelligence or their memory. So you have the sefog, the mashpech, the mishameres, and the nafa. The sponge, the funnel, the one who retains the garbage, and the nafa, the one who filters out, getting rid of the garbage. So sefog shehu sofeg es hakol. The one who's called the sponge is because he absorbs everything, right? So he takes it all in, he keeps it all. Okay, he might have like a cluttered mind, but it's full of stuff, which is good. This person is what's called gamir, but he's velo savir. He's learned, but he hasn't yet processed and thought through and understand the information. It's got a guy, you know, you could imagine, I'll take a different metaphor. You've got a museum. The museum has, you know, a million artifacts, and I go to visit, and this is the docent here is the Sofeg. So the Sfog docent will be able to tell me all a million things. If I say, oh, I'm here for the day, he'll start, you know, he'll show me the first thing, the second thing, the third thing, until we run out of time. As opposed to someone who's discerning would say, oh, you only have a day to be here? Well, we have seven items you must see. And he understands why these items are important. Okay, so this guy, the Sfog, Gemir Velo Savir, he's got all in his head, but he doesn't understand what is really important and what isn't. Then you have the Mashpech. The Mashpech loses it all. Shemachnis Bezu Mbotsu Bezu. Goes one in one ear and out the other. Literally goes in one hole and out the other hole of the funnel. The point is, this guy learns but retains nothing. So who cares if he's discerning or not discerning? But he has no discernment and no retention. So that's bad, of course. That person is lo gamir velo savir. Bad news. But worse than that is the mishameris. The mishameris, Meiri says, is even worse than the mashpech. Mishameris, he retains the bad stuff. This is the guy who, you know, remembers all the jokes, and he, you know, knows all the details, which are kind of, for whatever reason, you know, salacious, off-color things. He remembers those things, you know. Like the people who say, like, oh, I don't speak that foreign language, but I know all the swear words in it. Like that guy. So that guy, he knows how to keep the bad stuff and not the good stuff. He's shemotzi es hayayin. He loses the wine. Ukoletes es the shemarim, but he keeps the dregs from the bottom. So that's even worse, because this guy's full of nonsense, literally. Just focus on the wrong thing. He uses this capacity for discernment to hone in on the bad stuff. So he, unfortunately, is a jokester. The Miri suggests that most people like this. This is, you know, people remember the stuff that's not important, and they lose the stuff that is important. Okay, then finally you have, so that person is also lo gamir velo savir, meaning he hasn't retained anything, and he certainly hasn't processed the good stuff. Finally, you have the nafa. The nafa, the one who gets rid of the bad and keeps all the good. Shemotzi es hakemach v'koletes es hasoles. He gets rid of like the bad part of the flour and retains the high quality flour for himself. That person is what's called gamir visavir. He's learned and he's also processed the information and he sort of understands it well. He's thought it all through. Kind of guy who you have asked him a question. He's got an opinion on everything. Not just he knows stuff, but he knows what's important. He knows how things work. He has an opinion. He's thought it through. So, lahalacha. In Chosha Mishnah Paragimel, we actually speak out about how, you know, a person could sit on a bezin as part of a bezin of three. So a person who is a sfog, the sponge, even though he's gamir velo savir, if he knows the facts, he can sit on a bezin of three, because between the three of them, they'll think it through, they'll come to the emes, they'll come to the truth. As opposed to the person who's analogous to the funnel, or worse than that, right, to the one who's mishameris, who keeps the bad stuff. That guy is lo gamir velo savir, and he can't function as a dayan at all. However, there is the person who is like the nafa. He really has he's what's called gamir visavir. He's learned and he's thought through. He has a shita. He understands how things work and why they work. So that person actually says Chosh Misha is the kind of person who would be allowed to be considered a mumcha, an expert who could be a dayan all by himself. Meaning there's such a possibility a person sits as a dayan as a alone without a bezin of three, if he's recognized as a mumcha, and the mumcha is this kind of guy, the guy who is discerning. That's what separates the chacham from the chamor nosa kelim, nosa sfarim, I should say. And so lahalacha, this is where you want to be. But of course, to a good degree, this critical capacity is innate, how you're born. But a good degree is learning to think things through, to be interested in retaining the good information, interested in getting rid of what's sheker or what's unimportant, and thinking things through, so you have a sheet and an opinion, understand how things work, then you also can be a gamir and a severe.